This is Mr. Fun, and, well, you know, it's not very often that you, Paul Mack, and me, Mr. Fun, agree on film. But, you know, I went out and I rented three videos this evening, movies that are fairly old and somewhat recent, and I did speak to you about two of them. Of course, one of them you told me as I was getting ready to watch it that you'll probably like it, Mr. Fun, because I hated it. Well, you know, Paul, I didn't like it either. And the movie I'm referring to is Legend. And I was all excited about seeing this movie because, you know, I do like Tom Cruise. I think he's a very brilliant young performer. And such movies as Risky Business, Top Gun, and what the heck was that other one I saw him? Oh, Color of Money, which I loved him in, and he deserves an Academy Award nomination for that. And I thought he was just as equal as Paul Newman in that movie, which was very fascinating for me. But, you know, I just watched Legend with Tom Cruise. He is the heartthrob of millions of American females. And the only thing I found interesting about Legend was the makeup on Tim Curry. And if you haven't seen Rocky Horror Picture Show zillions of times like I have, I wouldn't have known it was Tim Curry. The voice was slowed down quite a bit. But the movie as a whole, this is not an educated critique, mind you, the movie as a whole was just kind of shitty. And there was a lot of nice makeup, not real special effects or anything. A lot of Billy Barty had a cute little part in it, if you could figure out which one was him. But the movie was pretty shitty. And I would not recommend plopping down $2.50 to rent this video. And for those of you who paid $6 in a theater to see it, joke's on you, isn't it? Legend. Miss this movie. Even if you are a Tom Cruise fan, it's a big pile of moist brown steaming shit. Okay? Two other films I did view tonight at the same time. I had a three-movie marathon. Two films that I'm a latecomer in seeing, which I enjoyed pretty much. Year of the Dragon. Well, the title alone makes you think that you're going to an old Bruce Lee movie, which I thought it was when it first came out. Enter the Dragon, Return of the Dragon, then Year of the Dragon, okay, with Mickey Rourke, who I think is great. And I was quite surprised. This is a very fine movie. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes long, but it goes by quick. About an obnoxious Polish cop who's trying to crack down on the Chinese mafia in Chinatown. That's a Chinatown in New York, and it's very action-packed. My heart was beating all the way through it. Very tense. There's a lot of emotional stuff in there, and it's I highly recommend, if you haven't seen Year of the Dragon, do rent it. It is available on video. I was very apprehensive about seeing Year of the Dragon simply for the fact that it's a Michael Cimino movie. You remember Heaven's Gate and Deer Hunter? Well, I never saw Heaven's Gate. I did see Deer Hunter, and I thought it was a horrible movie, and I'm upset at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for choosing Deer Hunter as its best movie of whatever the heck it was. And Heaven's Gate, as you know, is the biggest flop of all time. So I was kind of apprehensive about seeing Year of the Dragon, being that Michael Cimino had anything to do with it. But he redeemed himself with this, and it's a very, very fine movie. So that is available on video. I would recommend seeing that. The Terminator, I'm not a big Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. Commando was a piece of brown, moist, steaming garbage. But Terminator was quite fun, quite exciting, kind of grotesque in a few scenes. And if you just like some good fantasy action, shoot 'em up movies, this is the one to see. And I would recommend it for good entertainment, but don't let the kids watch it. Okay, but anyway, those are my reviews, comments to Paul, actually, personal comments to Paul. Late in the morning, after my three-movie marathon from the video store, do see Terminator if you haven't as yet. Do see Year of the Dragon if you haven't as yet. Miss Legend.
Miss Legend, can I tell you?
We're sorry, you reached the number. probably that has been different.
What else is new? You know, the thing about Nino's comment there is that I was kind of hoping that that he did in fact that his heart was in fact beating during the entire scene of Year of the Dragon. If not, you know, Nino, I'd have that looked into. All right, buddy.
All right, let's just fix this problem here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Yes. Who is this?
Francis.
Ah, Francis. This is Paul Mack here, and I just wanted to ask you if the movie Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it.
Too much what?
Sinking.
I don't watch it.
Yeah, you see, I didn't really like the movie myself, but somebody asked that on the line here, and I just wasn't sure what to make of that word sinking.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch it.
Can a film have too much sinking in it?
That's kind of a silly question to ask me, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's true. Thank you very much.
All right, well, there you have it, a silly question, and I think the original guy who stressed it was a very, very silly person indeed. And now, on with more stuff.
Sonny Blake is about to experience another world.
You really don't know how much I appreciate this.
On an unknown road he chose for himself.
Go ahead and look. I don't think you'll like what you see.
Sonny Blake is about to encounter his final destination.
What is wrong with you people?
What are you going to do, Sonny? Kill me?
Paul Mack brings you Final Destination Unknown. For a journey that begins at the end.
Scary movie. That's right. No, it's more of a psychological thriller. And it's a wonderful film, and I'll tell you, I've got people that have seen this thing already. That's right, we've already previewed it, and the callers are just emancipated by this piece of brilliance. Let me tell you, I've got a comment coming up in just a moment of somebody that saw it, but let me just remind you of once again that my film premiere, Final Destination Unknown, my short 27-minute film, will be screening at Beverly Garland's Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge this March, Friday the 13th of March, 1987, of course, at 8 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. If you don't want to send in for your tickets, which you can do, just by writing to Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Come on down that Friday evening in March and pick up your tickets. Come down about a half an hour before the screening starts and come to the door, and we'll have a weaselly-looking character there to sell you tickets, and hopefully he won't pocket the money. But no, like I say, the $2 donation is to help recoup the cost of renting the room, and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's right. So anyway, come on down and check it out. Now, if you don't believe me, this is going to be a crank butt film. I've got somebody here that just happened to see the film already. Yes, that's right. Of course, it's completed already. And this person saw the film, and they're going to basically tell you a little bit about it, give you some very humble words about the film. And, well, let's take it from here. Buddy, talk to me.
Hi. It was exquisite. Words cannot describe. It was, the form was classical yet intriguing, I do believe, and to coin a phrase, the word would be a masterpiece. I don't know if you've talked to Francis Ford Coppola or anyone like that, but darling, I think that if they heard it, they would be shocked. I think it's a masterpiece in its own right, and I think that the American public and the European public should be more aware of it. And that was Marilyn. I am Marilyn. And I'd really enjoy to hear from all of you. And so, if anybody wants to leave me a message on any of the other lines, it's Marilyn Chandler. Thank you lots. Bye-bye.
Oof. Yes, 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 that's right. You beautiful, wonderful Marilyn Chandler, huh? That's right, yes, you wonderful non-egotist, I'd tell you something, folks, that was truly humble at its finest. Can I just stress on it? Humbly submitting it to me. That was it. And I just want to buddiest woman to be. I thank you for those kind and thoughtless words. I really thank you for those thoughtfulness, those words that were thinking about me. Seriously, and of course that was my film she was talking about. That's right, my movie. I'm just stuck. Excuse me, I gotta go look in the mirror.
Hi, folks. Have you folks seen a film called Great Controversy? And if you do, please contact me. Also, have you folks seen any document films regarding the developing of the United States toward using the Sunday laws and symbology of the beast on all people? Let me know when you do. And are you folks aware that the concentration camps are being set up in Alaska and in various parts of the United States?
Well, you know, the film Final Destination Unknown will not be screening in Alaska, unfortunately, but however, it will be screening in North Hollywood on Friday the 13th of March, 1987. Alaska and other parts of the United States, we have yet to conquer those territories, but keep us posted, and if you'd like to see Final Destination in your hometown, write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California 91023, and we'll get that film down to you. Thank you.
Well, Fanny Fogg's on Channel 4 right now. Check it out. Hey, yeah, Paul, one of his, if anybody used to know Paul Mack from, the early 80s, back before there was such thing as a movie line, would know that Paul was famous for his Barney Fife imitation, or Barney Fudd, or whatever the hell he called it. And, you know, that's still one of Paul's, at least one of, that's one of Paul's best imitations, next to Mac Jackson. So, remember to watch Return to Mayberry. Oh no, there's that Dave from Burbank laugh. Any rate, why am I talking like I just watched 20 hours of the Home Shopping Club? Because I just did. There's my Brian W. feedback. And yep, Richie Calcom, the king of rip-offs. Richie Calcom is the guy who will rip off anybody for a good joke. Any rate, yes, thank you, gang. No, but at any rate, I just want to know what in the name of God has ever happened to William Wilde? No one has seen the guy. He hasn't been heard from. I mean, we can declare William Wilde as one of the phone world's missing in action. Anybody has heard the new recording on 702-0429? Very familiar voice. Hey, we'll catch you later, Mac and the gang. This is REC, and we'll be seeing you at the premiere.
So what I wanted to know was, did you think Little Shop of... What? What?
Sir.
What?
No, you don't know. You keep saying Little Shop of Horrors had too much singing. It's singing.
It's
like
singing.
I'm singing in the rain. It's too much singing.
Are you
singing,
sure?
You asshole.
You're
get
sure?
Get straight. You run a goddamn movie line and you can't even get the facts straight. Come on, please.
Well, I'm sorry, I got it wrong, buddy. It's been singing all this time and not sinking. Well, anyway, that's gonna do it this week. We'll see you next week at 989-7500.